your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie. Hey,
say the devil is a lie.
Y'all say what the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free. So I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here. Yeah. And I'm gonna praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me. It to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Live here in the Now Network studios, and we are excited once again to continue with our dose of weekly healthy healing real talk. Yes, we'll bring topics of difficult issues to discuss, but with godly solutions. But we'll honestly talk about problems, situations, concerns without fear of what other people think, but what the Lord has said in his word. We will share many different varieties of Christian views, and that's what real talk is about. coming together for solutions of our community and our thought processes on how to change our situations through biblical principles. Yes, our desire is to encourage you to move into your godly purpose life by bringing dynamic dialogues, motivating messages, and wonderful, watch sounds of worship through fellowship of one another and in through Jesus Christ. So God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us today for Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, today is a special episode because this is the support month. We are going to support a different ministry every week that is working in their community to working together to work things out, but also to do better than we did before. I know we're doing great things, but we can always go to another level of excellence in God by allowing him to be in total control. So that is our kickoff for the month of March, is the month of support. We want to not just, and we, you know, as far as the network, we do this daily with ministries that we're in covenant with, but we really want to showcase particular ministries that we are connected to and the things that they have going on in their communities. And what a better place to start is in the city of Compton. Yes, Compton is firing up. Compton is some things going on politically, socially, and spiritually in the city of Compton because we're starting to see people come out and do more. So God bless each and every one of you for joining us today. I want to present this morning to some and introduce to all of our network listeners here on the Now Network, our special in-studio guest, Minister P. Brown. I'll let her give you her full name and how she would like to. I know her husband, who is the assistant pastor at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church, is also online tonight. And then we have their event coordinator going to be coming on board. And then I think several artists that are part of this gospel explosion, which is kicking off March 12th. And that is next Sunday at 4 p.m. We're preaching at Temple of Everlasting that morning of March 12th, and we are going to definitely make a showing from the Now Radio for You broadcast. So we invite you all to listen to this, and we would like to see you come out there. But without any further ado, Minister P, how you doing, woman of God? Welcome to the Now Network, Real Talk with Pastor E.
All right, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm thanking you so much for having us on today, and I'm looking forward to great things.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're honored to be a part of anything promoting Jesus Christ and a new life in Him. So, thank you for allowing us to partner with you in this area. And this isn't our first rodeo. We've actually had a couple of ministry outings together already. So we already flow, and I'm just thankful that we're here today. Amen?
Yes. God knows how to connect all the dots. He knows how to put it together.
That's right. When we learn to step back, he'll start to move us up. Amen. Well, what I would like to do is give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to the Now Network listeners here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Just a quick synopsis of Minister P. Brown, Reverend Charles Brown, the two of you. Just give us a little insert from you.
Okay. Well, first of all, my name is I'm known as Minister P., but Minister Pauline Brown. I'm here at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. David L. Tate Sr. The ministry has been in operation for 47 years. This will be the 48th year. And one of the unique things about maybe some other churches have this unique opportunity, but the pastor that's here at First Charity has been the only pastor and First Lady that is still operating the church from the very inception. So we take pride in that, and we thank God for our pastor and for the ministry for the last 47 years of his leadership. I have been at First Charity for about 7 years, and we just thank God that he led us this way. It's a wonderful ministry. The pastor is a wonderful man of God, a great shepherd, and his lovely wife, Sarah Tate. And so we thank God that he has connected us to be a part of the work of the Lord for the kingdom of God in the Compton area.
Amen.
So,
other than that,
I've been in ministry longer than 7 years. I have traveled many countries and preached the gospel and sung and just do the work of the Lord and retreats in different areas. So my ministry might have started 7 years here, but I have traveled extensively to minister, worked in deliverance ministry where I've seen many healings and deliverance, people who could not have babies have babies, eyes open, needed a house, and prayed, Lord blessed. And so I believe in miracles, and I believe that God is a miracle wonder, and there's nothing that God can't do.
Oh, now, you know what? Take that conversation toward the end, because you're going to get us preaching up in here, and we don't to get pretty close. And you know, it's to kick past the move in the beginning of the show. I'm just being silly, but that's great. I've been at First Charity, and I think I am I love this spirit, and every time I stop there, I think I stopped by a couple of weeks ago and support these guys with your barbecue dinner. We're going to talk about that later also, but at that time, he's the same man, humble and very sweet spirit. I was blessed to know you guys. Now, is Reverend Charles in the background? What's up, brother?
All right. How you doing, Pastor?
Hey, man. I'm missing seeing you, man. I know you got some things going on over there with the men, and I want to put it out there now here on Real Talk. We're going to have you come on to our Man Up the Movement broadcast on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. I want to bring you on there because I know you have some man programs going up on over there, and we want to connect with you on that. But say hi to everybody, man, and tell our listeners a little bit about the man of God.
Okay, praise the Lord. I just want to first thank God who's ahead of my life, and also I know is ahead of yours, Doc. And I'm just honored to be here on the air with you and sharing what God is doing over here at First Charity and what we're trying to partner with the city of Compton and make sure we put a dent into the Satan and his business. Mm. So, but anyway, I'm just so glad. I've also been in ministry over 25 years. I've been associate pastor over here at First Charity for 8 years. So we have a plan over here.
Amen.
Part of our goal going into 2017 is to teach true discipleship and evangelism.
Mm.
One thing I'm seeing within the body of Christ, you got people say, oh, I love the Lord. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a disciple. But when it comes to showing the love of God, the actual demonstration through their works, we don't see it sometimes.
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about that getting out of the walls type of ministry, and that's where I think there's a hindrance in the body of Christ is that we didn't got used to, you know, them beautiful churches and the nice sound systems, but the ministry is outside. And I love what you say about teaching discipleship and evangelists, because that's all go. It's time to go, and let's work together. That's why I'm encouraging other ministries to come on board here in the city of Compton. I know we have four churches right now that are partnering with our network and our ministry, P2P Ministries, to just collectively work together. Maybe not be on the same street, but in the same collective prayer and same collective vision.
Absolutely.
And same purpose to reach the lost and unsaved, man. So God bless you on that, man. We on one accord. But we already knew that.
Yes, because, you know, Jesus said, for he left, he said, go. Huh? And we all need to go.
And we all need to go. That's right. You know, man, come on. This is real talk, so we're going to keep it real. But, you know, we get them titles, we stop wanting to go. We get the positions, and we don't feel like we got to go no more. It's real talk now. So we're changing some dynamics in ministry now that we're – You know, you got to be the title got to be the first one out there before anybody else will ever come to. So I see that over there, and I applaud you guys on your humility. You guys, you love the Lord, and I see it on how you love me and other people, man. That's what's dynamic.
And you know, I just got to put a plug in once again for our lovely pastor. Let me tell you, this is why God put on this spirit some 47 years ago to call the ministry First Charity. And we all know what charity is, and that's love.
That's
and
right.
So I thank God being part of his ministry, Dr. David L. Tate, a very humble man of God who's well known in the Compton community. So I'm just honored to work with him. He's allowed myself, Minister Brown, to work within the community to develop relationships where we can put a dent into the some of the social ills that are in our community.
Amen, amen. You know, I grew up in Compton. My father planted Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church on McMillan and Gibson in 1971. I think we were the Caucasian church moved out, and my father could not sit down in that church. And God rest his soul, he's in a better place. That's what really drew me back to Compton, is where my roots came from. And I'll be honest, this is real talk. I ran from in Compton, L.A. Most people knew me from streets and gangs and illegal activities, but to bring me back home, and really is really making connections in Compton. Compton, there's some things going on, and I want to say this out loud across the nation. When people hear Compton, they think death and murder and gangs and things like that. No, Compton is a light shining in Compton, and we're going to continue to work together to make every street, Rosecrans, Long Beach, Atlantic, for any street in Compton to shine. So, man, we're going to do this thing.
That's right. It's 196,000 citizens in the wonderful city of Compton. So we got a lot of work to do, Doug.
Amen. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's stuff. But you know what? The change I want to see starts with me. So I'm working on me.
That's right.
To give me an opportunity that people can see the change in me that says to them, if they have hope too. You know, that instead of, I've been around church. I'm a PK kid. And I grew up in the church. A lot of times I preach at people. Instead of being preached at ourselves and seeing people through the transparency of our change, really say, I want to know more about God. I want to know more about Jesus you're talking about, instead of feeling so condemned and ashamed. So we're doing it, man. God bless.
All right. Yeah. Bless you. All right.
Now, March 12th. Okay, March 12th at 4 p.m., we have the Gospel Explosion at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church. And we want to talk about that. I know I see Marquise Williams, a friend of mine, Milton James. I've seen him before, Voices of Praise. I think I've even sung with them once or twice. The Terry Boys, Pamela Page, and the Church Boys. So I'm excited to let the people know. If you don't have to just be from Compton, Long Beach, Paramount, Lakewood, Bellflower, this is a twofold thing. Come to me at 11 a.m. and then right after we go to the explosion at First Charity. Minister Pete, tell us what you guys got going on over there. I'd like to bring in the young man.
Deacon Andrew
Tate. Yeah. Yes, he's here. I'll let you hear his voice.
Bring
Go ahead, Deacon.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Deacon Tate, how you doing, brother? God bless you.
I'm doing good.
It's man, what you got going on over on the 12th?
On the 12th, we got this Gospel Music Explosive on the 12th. And you just announced about who all going to be here. So we are looking forward to, having a great time in the name of the Lord, lifting up to Jesus, in Psalms, because it said, if I be lifted up, he would draw. So we trying to draw everyone to come to Christ, okay?
Ooh.
So
wait a minute. You mean to tell me this ain't about y'all? This ain't about folks trying to show up and show out. This is about really lifting up God that all could be that all could be drawn.
Yeah, so I'm the president of our Ways and Means Committee. You know, my name is Deacon Andrew Tate, and so we're part of putting this, you know, this explosive oath as a fundraiser. So I want everyone to come out, you know, give us some support. And on top of that, while I'm on the app with you, I want to let you know today you taste my barbecue. So I'm doing it. I'm doing it again today. So just come on by, send by, you know, and all roads lead to 925 East Rose Grand Avenue. I'm out here barbecuing right now.
Praise the Lord. We're also going to make that announcement at the end of the broadcast also. But I will, now, no, I'm going to put it out there. The brother can barbecue.
All right.
I enjoyed that meal. And even I don't eat a lot of people potato salad. The potato salad was good. So when you get me on the potato salad, you know I'm coming back. And like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on in Compton today. We got Diamonds on Long Beach Boulevard. Satra is opening her campaign up. We're going to be running up and down the street. Stop by over at First Charity. Get you some lunch in between all these running around in Compton today.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a fundraiser. Is this just one event, or do you guys have a series of events that are going to be going on?
Okay, yeah. So the idea is this is called Explosion One, and we have two other musicals that will be coming up. The next one will be July the 9th, and the following one will be September the 24th of this year. And all of it is a fundraiser for the beautiful edifices that we have over here at First Charity. We've got about 300 seat to 400 seat building and many rooms here, a place where you can come, office space. And we want to make sure that we you know, continue to open the doors of the church here on 925 East Rosecrans. So this is one of the ways and the means that we are working to keep the gospel preached in these buildings here at 925 East Rosecrans.
Amen.
So whatever anyone can do, if you can't make it out, but you can give a donation or come by the church, drop it in the mailbox, and just say it's for Gospel Explosion. That is well received. And all of the proceeds. And one thing we love about our pastor, he's very transparent. He's a man that's, you know, very pure in heart. And when he says that if everything is going towards the building, he's all about that. It's not going to go to buy him a Cadillac or a new pair of suits or shoes or anything like that. It's going to take care of the house of God.
Amen. Ooh, amen.
Our pastor's soul is about the kingdom. He's very open to people coming in and using the facility. Is not, anti or believe that the building is just his, but he really believes that this is a community church. If you are willing to come in and do the work of the Lord, he will allow that to happen. The only things he won't allow is if you're not coming to preach. You know, he'll even give you a chance until you tie yourself up, you know.
Put me in the lineup. We can do it. He can do a preach-a-thon. I'm ready.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. The building he's a very open-hearted man. And it's not just for the service. It's a community church. The church belongs to the community on this block. We want to do some very explosive things, along with yourself, Pastor E. We're more than happy to sit down and put our heads together. We have a beautiful parking lot area there that we could put up the tents and different things. So there's so much things to do, and there's lots of people, homeless people down the street that we'd like to do some things for, feed them, clothe them, you know, do things for here in the community. So we want to do everything to keep the doors of the church open so that it can be a beacon light within the community.
That's important. And I want to, you know, our listeners need to know this. Now, if you heard the number, 47 years that church has been there, even longer than that, the building, this church has been there for 47 years. You know, wear and tear, maintenance, upkeep. It costs, and with the decline of church, and this isn't against the building. This is against the people who don't come to church anymore. And there's a lot of reasons why we don't. We've been hurt. We've been done wrong. But it's enough. We're starting a new revelation of churches of love, calling people back in to come in and get a new life and get a new change. That you can go back out. We're gonna keep using that word today. Go. That you can now go out and tell somebody what he did for you, so now they can go out. And before you know it, we'll be getting some things back in order by the power of agreement. So we want people to know that. You know, it's like when you see a church that are taking in donations for something for a build, it's actually need for these things, and we need to support one another. So I can't overemphasize that. And I'll be the first one. Now I said this to someone else. They were like, "Well, you'll get a free ticket." No, I'm a soul, because if I'm gonna ask somebody else, I gotta be the first one to say, "No, I'll sow the first seed," and then give somebody else a free ticket by answering a question on one of the broadcasts or something, that I could still be a help to things that are going on. I need somebody to hear that today, because we always telling somebody what they need to do for a ministry, but we're the last ones to actually kick it in. If you say it, you need to do it, and then watch the harvest come in these situations. Amen. Had to get that little small sermon in there.
Hey, and you know, I want to segue into, you said something about free tickets. We do have 6 tickets that we'd like to give to your listeners today. And you could put it out there however you like for those listeners to call in and, you know, get a ticket to come out and be a part of
We're gonna put this out there. People from this broadcast that go to 925 East Rosecrans First Charity and buy a barbecue dinner, you get a free ticket by charity of the Now Network. Three more people that come to the Diamonds in the City at 200 North Long Beach at Silver and help young ladies. We're doing a food drive at noon. Now we're gonna get our ticket. So 3 places. I come to Cynthia Nunn's, you'll get a free ticket.
Okay. That's
how about,
all right.
How about that?
That's
a little marketing.
That's
put a little marketing.
It'll be here.
Put a little marketing up in there.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it.
I'm gonna tell you, Pastor, sometimes you have to use those strategies that God has given us now.
That's right.
To share with the masses.
Yes.
And so anytime we can be creative, we just give all glory to God and we just go forth.
And we're supposed to be even more creative. We have to be really creative. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And that's the way I look at things, is that I still have marketing skills. I still have entrepreneurial skills, but I'm not an entrepreneur for the world no more. I'm an entrepreneur for God. So anything I do in my marketing is to not give me glory, but to give him glory. It ain't how you get them there. Yeah. It's not the point of getting them there. It's how you get them there.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
And anybody can use this. Look, here, watch this. You're going to laugh. And anybody can use this technique. I'm not owning this. It's free. If you want to use a free ticket, go ahead and use
that's
the strategy.
Right. That's right.
The free strategy given out today on Real Talk.
Yeah, and it's all about building the kingdom of God.
That's the
not building a man, not building a person. It's building the kingdom of God. And if we all can get our mind around the fact that we are instruments in God's hand to build the kingdom, his kingdom, not this kingdom. This kingdom, God already put everything in there. In the book of Genesis, he put everything in there. But now God wants to repopulate heaven and plunder hell. And I don't want to start preaching today
take about 10, 15 minutes and share with the people of God.
The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence got to take it by force. We're not going to go out there and hurt anybody, but we sure go want to hurt the devil, because the devil is killing God's people. He's misleading God's people. He's lying to God's people. He's doing everything he can to fill up hell. And we don't have time to fill up hell. We're here, you know, it's simplicity of what we're doing. And you know, one thing we got to realize that we got to come up with some ways and means in order to keep the kingdom of God, the word of God alive in the city, in the nation, in the world. We have to stand up and do what we can. And I know, you know, we're doing a gospel explosion. When Jesus was walking the earth, he used the ways and means he had in order. He had a basket of 12 loaves and some fishes in there, and he broke it and fed the people. And the disciples couldn't see that. But now we're in the 21st century. We got to use the means and the ways that we can in order to bless God, hallelujah, and to keep the kingdom of God in the earth.
Amen.
Because when the kingdom of God is out of the earth, the people are suffering in darkness. Hey, hallelujah. So we got to stand up and let the world know that we're going to do by any means necessary. By any means necessary, we're going to continue to preach and uphold the gospel of Jesus Christ in this earth until he takes us out of here. So all those that are listening today, we humbly submit ourselves to you. You know, we're not trying to propaganda or do anything to take people's money, but simply all we're asking is your support. Come on out. Let's fill this church up. Let's make some on the corner of 925 East Rosecrans. Let Jesus be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We've got, I have a man right now sleeping on the sidewalk on Venice, right across the street from our church, and he's laying down there in the elements. You know, I pass it every day, and I said, Lord, you know, we got to do something to help our people, not just in Los Angeles, but right here in Compton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for our communities, for the people that are battered and bruised. And I know we're not the only ones that are doing it, but we want to band together. Amen. And if you have that feeling, a desire in your heart that you want to reach out to the lost and dying, you got some people you can connect with. Pastor E, you can connect with First Charity. We can come together and work as a unit. And this is something that I've always wanted to see, is churches not being separated. This is my church, my people, my praise team, my congregation, my this, my that. Nothing belongs to us. It all belongs to Jesus. And we need to get to that point where we can see what God sees, understand what God understands, put our minds together in unity like God is united in heaven with Jesus and the angels and God himself. They're united, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we need to come together. We said we are God's children. We are God's children. And if we're God's children, we have to emulate like our Father. We got to walk and we got to talk and we got to stand up like our Father. We got to be united like our Father. The church needs to come back to oneness, not segregation. Praise God. That is of the devil. Woo! Praise God. So we need to really come together, put our minds in a place where God is, and stop dividing ourselves, but come together. I put away our doctrines. Praise God, and get with the Holy Ghost. Get with the Spirit of God. Doctrines ain't going to win nobody. It ain't going to save nobody. But sure enough, the Spirit of God and the preaching of God, the gospel, will save a soul. And if we're all preaching the gospel, then there need to be no division in the body. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Holy Ghost is lit fire up in here now.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And they don't let them
lose. Don't get me started, praise God. I'm just full and running over. Amen. I want to thank you, Pastor E, for being so liberal by having us to come on and you know, unburden our hearts, not only just to talk about the gospel explosion, but let me tell you, there's a world to save. There are people out there that's dying and destitute,
yes,
and they need Jesus. And there's no, we can't have schisms in the body and then trying to save people at the same time. It ain't gonna work.
Come on,
we're fighting against ourselves. The Bible says, how can the devil fight against himself by casting out himself? Jesus
yes.
cannot fight against himself. He's not an evil person. You know, Beelzebub can't fight against Beelzebub. Oh, he's got to stay in unity with what he's doing. The devil is very united.
Mm-hmm.
All of hell is with Satan.
Oh, they mind
him. All the demons that were cast out of heaven is with Satan. Praise
yes,
God.
They mind him.
We who are the body of Christ, we need to stand together.
Well, I'm going to say this, and this is real talk. This is real talk. We don't work together. We don't stand together. That's the problem, and that's what we're fixing on. And this is a blessing that we're having this conversation today, because we're working together. We need others to want to work together too. And it's not about who can shine or who's going to be first or who's going to be this. You can have first. Just let me support from the background, and I'll do whatever I have to do. But I tell you, every time I take the back seat, God some way move me right back up where he want me at anyway. But if we all take a back seat, we can move together to the front. You know, we all have a different role. We all have different passions. We all have different calls, but we still have the same measure of faith. I believe Romans 12 tells us that he holds all of us accountable to do better. And we got to work together. We have to break the bondages of streets and religions and denominations. How many churches did he say he's coming back for?
One church without spot or blemish, dirt, negativity,
or anything else. And we need more multiplication. We need more multiplication.
Sir.
We don't just need addition. We need multiplication in the heavens. I was sharing something this week, and I asked a question. What are you prepared for? Are you preparing yourself for heaven? Are you preparing yourself for hell? Because there's no in between. There's either you are living a life that's preparing you for a life of death, or you're preparing yourself for a life of everlasting, which is God for all men in heaven.
Amen.
Got to change my positioning. I got to change my positioning and let someone else know that God is just as good for me as he is to you. And anything you think he's doing for me, he'll do more for you. All you got to do is give him your best.
Amen.
He deserves it. Go ahead. Got to pray too, Doc.
Pray for our people, you know, because you know, God is calling for more laborers. You know, he said truly the harvest is great, it's plentiful, but the laborers are few.
So, one thing
I like about what you said. He said, pray for the Lord of harvest.
Yes.
And so we're going to continue to pray that the Lord will send true laborers, true disciples that will be the evangelists that we are needed for a time such as this.
Especially
our meeting. Amen.
Yes. Oh, no. Don't let us off the hook, especially us men.
Amen.
We need to man up.
Amen.
We need to man up and take back our rightful positions of not being over nobody, but be back in right standing with God, that he finds us favorable as men.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing. You said something, Reverend. You said, never mind. I'm not gonna say it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's one thing that we share here, and we're very adamant about it. Is that When you're looking at the number one thing you got to change in your walk, when you want to, he says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do also. We've discovered that also is the number one priority is prayer. You there's a lot of things you'll get to be a part of, but if you don't have the number one set in place of prayer, you're not doing what God has called us to do. We try to learn to sing and hum and preach along, sir, whatever, but we need to learn to pray, and we not got to start praying together. We need some more prayer meetings and some more shut-ins and some getting together that, you know, we're not just doing I'm praying for you, you're praying. No, we need to really get back into the depthness of prayer. I remember my dad and them in prayer. They pray 5 or 6 days in a row.
Yeah. Amen. And it's so true. It's why the Lord has led us to. You know, we are on Tuesday at 1 o'clock every week we got midday prayer. So, you know, if listeners want to come by to pray with us, they're welcome. You know, we have a word. Then we pray. So we praying. Our motto scripture. The Bible says the man ought to always pray and not faint. You know, so that's one of our motto scriptures, as well as praying to the Lord of harvest. You know, that he would slip his labors. And then, you know, because we all out there, I'm telling you, the enemy's always busy. He ain't stopping. But I'm going to tell you, we serve a God that is powerful and is victorious, and we can win. But all we can win is be obedient to the things of God.
I like the way you say that, because we can win right now. Some people waiting on judgment day. No, you can win right now. I'm ready to be victorious today, right now. In my season with God, I want to be victorious.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
I mean,
now, we have about 20 minutes left in the broadcast. I know I think you guys had a couple of artists, and I don't want to disclose them because I see we can keep going. We got some.
Right.
We got a flow going right now. And I want to give the others an opportunity to speak. I know I see two numbers that have come up in the queue. Anyone else that would like to ask these mighty women, men and women of God, a question, or you have a comment, anything, or you want to find out again where to come to the Gospel Explosion, or you want to come to the barbecue or wherever, any of the things, dial one right now. We want to bring you up into the queue. Our first caller, area code 951, last 8682. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
All right. God bless you. This is Dr. Barbara Johnson.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless all of you. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, and the beautiful word of God came in from the woman of God. It's just a blessing, but we're happy to be a part of the Gospel Music Explosion, number one, and we are expecting to be a part of the others. I am Dr. Barbara Johnson, and the girls, we will be singing God's song on March the 12th.
Well, praise
Amen.
God.
So we're very happy to be a part of that. There are many other artists that will be there. We're familiar with most of them, but we're going to have a hallelujah good time, even though it's your fundraiser, but we're going to bless the Lord. We're going to lift the Lord up high above. In song,
we know that
we're saved by the preaching of the gospel, but we can be inspired by the songs that we'll be going forth, that somebody might be saved. And so we just thank God for being a part of that this coming event real soon.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
1 week away. Hey, it's just 1 week. A week from tomorrow is daylight saving time. So we're gonna have some more daylight on that day. Saturday night, we lose an hour of time, but we're gonna have more sunlight. Look, 12 is just an explosion. Look, I'm preaching at Temple of Everlasting right there on Compton Boulevard, right around the corner. Then coming around the corner and seeing you. The 12th is something going on. You better watch out.
That's right,
Lord.
And we'll be there. I like to say I'm a Compton product also. I lived there for many years and then moved to Pomona, California. But I'm still, when I come there, I'm at home, and I am going to enjoy myself being there in Compton with and hoping to see you, Pastor E.
You will. I'll be there.
You're doing a great job for the ministry, for the kingdom of God. It is beautiful, and it's real talk, and that's what it's about. We need to be real with the people of God so that the people of God would know how to change and live a better life than what we're living. So I just thank God for the real talk.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. We will get a chance to physically meet at the Gospel Explosion, number one. And then I didn't throw this out there before, but Gospel Explosion 2, I've already rendered my services to MC that program and do praise and worship in the beginning. So I'm going to be at 1 and 2 and probably 3 also with the Now Network. We're important.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Amen. God bless you.
It's a pleasure to meet Reverend and Minister Pauline Brown. It's a blessing to meet both of you. I enjoy your spirit and the work that you're doing for the kingdom of God.
God bless you, Doc.
God bless you, and we appreciate you, Doctor. And let me tell you, radio listeners, Lord, y'all don't want to miss Dr. Barbara Johnson and the girls. Oh, no.
Amen.
You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you.
Women,
if you're sick or you're blind or something's wrong with you, you need to come on and let Jesus touch you. These ladies, they are off the chain. Beyonce ain't got nothing on them. I'm telling you right now. Because Beyonce ain't got the Holy Ghost. These ladies got the Holy Ghost.
Come on now. Come on. There you go. Come on. Let's promote it. We need you out there on the 12th. We need you out there on the 12th. God bless you, woman of God. Area code 562, last 4-0-8-5-1. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Tanya Clemens from Voices of Praise. I'm calling in because I am on the Gospel Explosion number 1 from March 12th. I'm excited to be going. I'm telling you, y'all so on fire. I was laying in the bed listening to y'all. I didn't set up on the side of the bed this morning. I said, oh, listen to them. Listen to them. Y'all got it going on this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is an honor to be on here with you, Pastor E. I've seen you many times before. You, I think, were even on one of the Voices of Praise programs a while back. But Prentice.
With Preston.
So,
yeah, Prentice.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but it is an honor to even be a part of this radio station this morning, just to call in and say good morning to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. Now, it's on fire every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Real Talk is every week. It gets a little bit serious because we talk about some real discussions, but we invite you to come back anytime.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so honored to have one of the Voices of Praise on there today, too. Evangelist Brown. She's one of the Voices of Praise. So it's an honor to have her and her husband. They are a blessing to the ministry that Voices of Praise have been honored to be blessed as a part of ministering to the city for almost 25 years this year. So it's a blessing that you guys are even there, and keep up the good work. I am so proud to and honored to be part of the Gospel Explosion this year. And just like you, Pastor E, we'll be there for Gospel Explosion 2 and 3.
There you go. There
I'm
you
excited.
Go.
All right, so y'all have a good
God bless.
Put a little thing out there. We're looking at John P. Key in September. So, we're working on it. We're
That's
in
good.
Talks about it, and you all just everybody pray. We put some stuff on his table, and he's looking it over to see schedules and all that. And pray. That's all I'm going to say. Pray.
Amen. All right. So y'all have a good morning, and I will talk with y'all later.
Amen. All right. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. The prayer of the righteous and so we're not praying no more. The God will be done. We're going to decree waiting around for a word of life will come back. So we pray right now for you guys in every endeavor, in every area of growth that and we know it's painful when you're expounding and when you're growing, but we pray that the Lord is protecting you and guiding you and giving you everything you need to be in excellence according to his will. We thank God for you right now that he's expanding your borders. We thank God right now that he's enriching your spirits. We thank God that he is blowing you It put you into an atmosphere like never before, where the Spirit is abound through you, that lives are changed, people are are rearranged. And not only that, that your life is an example to others. I thank God for you and everyone under the sound of my voice, that God's favor is upon you right now because you believe in him. And you know that it's not by power and might, but by his divine spirit. You move with the spirit. Don't fight. Move with the spirit and have what the spirit has for you. Because if you walk by the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of anything else. So, Lord, we thank you today that you've been magnified.
Thank you.
We thank you today that you've been glorified. And we thank you today, Lord, that we have lifted you up like never before, that you're honored. We love you. We cherish you. And we worship you in spirit and truth. Amen. Woo, we ain't done yet. I just need to get that prayer in here. Felt like that was there. Now, I want you to take an opportunity. Anything you have going on, we got about 10 more minutes. Anybody else want to dial one, claim your ticket and say you'll be at the barbecue or at Sylvia Nunn's for Diamonds in the City, dial one right now. Or if you just like to give an encouraging word to this ministry of everyone we talked to today, especially, I want to say this to you guys. You guys love y'all pastor. I'm going to tell you that right now because the words you speak is not of it's not, you know, I've been in church realms and under leaderships and things, but it wasn't under a spirit of condemnation or responsibility or fear. It was like true love. You guys really love Dr. David L. Tate Sr., and he has done great things and sowing into your life because words would not be going forward. So we honor that man of God here today also.
Amen. Praise God.
And
I was wondering, there should be the Terry boys are supposed to be there. I'm not sure if they're online or not, or if they called in.
If they could dial one, or if you could tell me their last numbers, I'll attempt to find them.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a caller that just came up. Air code 602. Last 4-5-5-8-9. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hello, how y'all doing, Pastor? How y'all doing?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How y'all doing?
Great.
How's everything going?
Good, Doc.
Good. I'm just calling in to let everybody know about March the 12th. That's next Sunday. Y'all better bring y'all shouting shoes because we're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have a good time. You know, if y'all shoes get too tight, pull them off.
So you just telling us off the bat, wear something comfortable. Just come up in there comfortable. We ain't got to be too close. Let's just come up in there comfortable and have a good time.
You got it. We're going to have church in there. Next Sunday, we're going to have church. Y'all better
all
be
right, yeah, you better have church. We don't mind you tearing down the building and put it back together.
That's right. Yes,
that sounds like an open invitation. Make sure you got your tools in the back of the truck. Come on and tear some stuff up.
Yeah. If you break it down, fix it back. But break it down if you have to. We don't want no stoosh people here who come in and just sit and just be entertained. We want you to come on in this place and have some church.
Yeah.
Well, I want to put a request out that not only you come, bring somebody with you that needs God. Let's bring somebody unsaved. Let's bring somebody out there that needs to know they can find God through music, because it's not how you do it. It's not what you do, but how you. I'm challenging everyone to know him as their personal Lord and Savior, or somebody who fell off and nobody's told them that God has another chance for them, or somebody that then cursed them that you could change their mind. Bring them to the gospel explosion. Number one. That's the challenge to everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Man.
Amen. 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 And also, we got a fantastic MC gonna be hosting, Reverend Charles Williams. Believe me, if y'all don't be there, y'all is missing something. Don't be late.
Now who's the MC again?
Reverend Charles Williams.
Okay. Well, you guys know if you got to come out, you got to come out and see the full lineup. I see, as I said, I've heard several of the artists on here. I know Marquise Williams is about to release his new CD.
Woo! He can sing and he's anointed.
He is anointed, and we've done several outings together with. So God bless. Amen. Well, we got about 5 minutes. I want to give you guys an opportunity to share with anything you may have going on right now, the next week, and in the near future, so everyone can get that. If you have an email, phone number, somebody in that area that's close to your church and would like to get in touch with you, we want you to get that information out also, and then pray us out of here, and we're going to bless the Lord.
Amen. All right. First of all, we want to just say thank you for Terrace from the Terry Boys that just called in. And those that are going to get the free tickets, we thank God for you for participating. Thank God for Pastor E. Then we want to give you some final information. The Gospel and Music Explosion is going to be at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church on March the 12th. At 4 p.m. The address is 925 East Rosecrans Avenue, over the bridge. Okay, going west, east on towards Long Beach Boulevard. Okay, then we have a contact number is 213-712-7198. That's 213-712-7198. And if you want to reach us by email, it's First Charity. 925@yahoo.com. Children on the 12 is free. We're going to have some light refreshments, and we're asking for a donation of $20. If you'd like to give more, we would be more than happy to bless you and thank you for that. But we're asking for that donation of $20, as it is a building fund for the doors of our church to keep open. And as you know, you live in a building, so therefore you got to pay your rent and different things like that. And we are small, but we have a lot of love, and we just want to reach out to the community and continue to preach the gospel out here. Further to that, we have our midday prayer. We have our midday prayer on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Then we have our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. At 6 p.m. And then we have some other things that are coming up shortly here in Compton. And I know it won't be the last time that we'll be talking with Pastor E. And I'm sure after this, I'm feeling some things in my spirit. But we'll talk off air on that and see what the Lord will do and say about that. So come on out and bring somebody with you and let us lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Come on, Red.
Amen. Do we got a minute? Do I got a minute, Pastor E? I just want to put a plug in for the Compton 125 Historical Society. We've been blessed and honored to host the board meetings and have special guests here at First Charity. It meets on the first and third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. I want to put a shout out to all those who, every family has some history. Every individual is working on history. And if you have some history that need to be archived and put in our special collections department, please call us, come by. We were so honored on last night. We had the first cousin of the Pete Rozelle, the former NFL commissioner.
NFL commissioner, yes.
On football, yeah. And we had his first cousin. He was shown the legacy of the Roselle family. You know, they're from Compton. So I want to share to the audience, if you have anything, and religious, sports, politics, or just your family being in the city of Compton 50 years or more, or even from 30 to 50 years, and then our archives will be kept under the family's name, and we have a partnership with Cal State Dominguez, and all our data is kept at Cal State Dominguez out of the Compton 125 Historical Society.
Amen. Hey man, it's a great day. Look, it's a great day in Compton. We got a lot of things going on in Compton. We're very actively in supporting some of our political offices there. We're definitely today going to be meeting with Satra Zarita, who is she's running for city clerk. And the flyer will be on my page. Also, I want to invite any ladies come out. What the Diamonds in the City is really those that have made it and can contribute and give back. We have the president of Compton Unified School District. We have council ladies. We have board of directors coming out and sewing into young ladies on the east side of Compton. But we're looking to take this Diamonds in the City. It's in the city of Compton, but you can make it the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if you want to, just as long as we're trying to empower young ladies to become just that, young ladies. We want to get people involved in this. Come out today, volunteer your time. It doesn't cost a dime. Just come out, share, listen to the meeting that's going on and see how you can fit in or what you can do to play a part in making a difference in these young ladies' lives. And I want to commend Cynthia Nunn for her hard work over there. She does a food drive today. Every Saturday at 12 noon, she gives away canned goods and some commodity goods also at 12 noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. Today I'll be there jumping that off with them. Then I'm kicking it over at 1 to Satra's. Then I'm going to come back around to First Charity and get me a little lunch. And then back over to Long Beach to some other outreaches that we're doing. So we want to just tell you, if you have nothing to do today, there's plenty in the lineup in Compton. Come on back out here. If you're from Compton and you live away, come on back. Sew back into the community. It is needed here in the city of Compton. Man of God, you want to pray us out of here?
Oh, absolutely. And before I pray us out, Dr. E, just want to thank you once again. We're so honored and so blessed to have you as a friend.
Amen.
And,
yes.
And then as a laborer together in the gospel.
Amen.
You know, I want to thank you, and we're going to pray now. And before I call upon the name of Jesus, I just want to say, Doctor, let us not forget all those that are running for political office. Let them run with the right spirit. You know,
come on now.
God knows who is going to be the winner, but whoever it is, we ask that they will first seek God in all their decisions.
Yes.
You know, that whatever they do will be a blessing to our community.
Yes.
Won't be no schism, no mess in all the decisions that our city, our school board need to make to enhance the wonderful beauty of the city of Compton. So let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, Lord, we come. Thank you, Almighty God, for the awesome privilege to pray.
Yes.
We thank you for prayer.
Yes.
And then, Lord, we thank you, God, for this telecast.
Yes.
You to continue to strengthen it. We thank God for Pastor E.
Yes.
We ask that you continue to give him your divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that he will be able to continue to be a kingdom builder.
Yes.
Oh, God, saving those who are lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then also give an opportunity, oh, God, to things to be shared, to talk real, to be honest, and to talk about the things of God. We ask that you bless every listener.
Yes.
We want to listen on today. Touch them, Lord. Someone have a need
Lord.
Somebody needs
right
now. Lord, we ask that you bring them home right now.
Jesus.
Let them know all they got to do is seek you first.
Yes.
And, oh, God, you will give them all of the things to be added unto whatever the need may be.
Yes.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You
yes,
for
Lord.
It all. that you continue to bless this event that's coming up.
Yeah.
Continue,
yes,
O God, to bless First Charity.
Yeah.
Bless,
yes,
all,
Lord,
the churches, O God, that are open in your name.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for our home. And Lord, we ask that we all give traveling grace as we go across the rest of our day.
Yes.
Give us favor.
Yes. Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Enjoy your day, family. Like I said, come on, get up. Do something today. Come on, help somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.